This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can strippers be stripped of their wages? Rick's of New York was described by the court as a New York strip club located in Midtown Manhattan. Rick's claimed the dancers were independent contractors and investors rather than employees and therefore paid them no wages on top of their tips. The dancers sued, claiming they were hourly employees entitled to at least minimum wage. The court explained the determining factor is the degree of control exercised by the employer over the worker and noted the dancers always worked an 8-hour shift, clocking in upon arrival. They also had to pay the house a promotion fee and were instructed to watch their weight, their breath, and their grooming. Glitter and visible tattoos were prohibited, and when on stage, the dancers had to remain on their feet at all times. The court concluded the degree of control was much more akin to hourly employees, and that hustling is hourly work, not skilled labor. So the dancers won, and it looks like it's the end for no cover, no minimum. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.